Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, wake up. Wake up.
Sorry, Patrick. I just nodded off there for a bit, and, you know, I was having the weirdest dream. I dreamt that someone wrote a song about, of all things, the Ohio Turnpike.
Oh, no, Jim. That was no dream.
I hear the dog barking, Patrick. Do you hear that?
I did, Jim. Yeah, it sounds like he's defending his territory.
That means that's the official start of this episode. The dog barks, right? That's
there you
it.
Go.
So, we're talking... Wow, he's really going out. Yeah. We're talking new music. New music from May that we got into. And yesterday you had a couple of picks. Yep. I'm going to go today. I'm going to give you three because I couldn't decide on two.
Man.
And since it's, you know, lockdown pandemic, I got... so much time. You got time. You can listen to one more song, right?
Totally.
So it's fine.
Totally.
Okay. So this is a band out of Philadelphia, a new band called Second Grade.
Okay.
And they have an album out called Hit to Hit.
Okay.
This album, by the way, has 24 songs.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I just found them on Bandcamp. But yeah, it does.
24 songs, 41 minutes. It's out on Double Double Whammy Records.
Easy for you to say.
And the reason I want to start with this is because recently we were all mourning the loss of Adam Schlesinger.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fountains of Wayne. Mm-hmm. And when I heard this, it kind of reminded me of Fountains of Wayne.
Cool.
So let's start off with that. This song is called Velodrome. Get that same sort of sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally. Totally. And really like the bass on that, the way it was kind of sliding underneath, but occasionally would throw in a little something hooky, which was kind of cool. That's something that they would do also. I got to tell you, though, looking at this album here, the album Hit to Hit, I got to say, track 19, what an incredible song title. The title of the track is When You Were My Sharona. That's really good.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of information about this band. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, they're a young band.
Yep. Like they're from Philly.
They're from Philly. Mm-hmm. I did notice on their Facebook page a couple things that caught my attention. One was under artists we also like, they listed Alex Chilton.
Oh.
So. You can hear that, I think,
mm-hmm.
right?
Totally.
And but even better than that, they listed under influences, they only had one thing listed there, and it was specifically this song, Caught Up in You by 38 Special.
Wow.
Which I find that very endearing, and here's why. People who know 38 Special from back in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were Southern rock.
Yeah,
band, right?
Totally.
But I always really liked that song, Caught Up in You, because I thought of it as a pop song.
Oh, it
is. I didn't think of it.
It's a classic pop song.
It's not a Southern rock jam kind of song.
Mm-mm.
It's really just, at its core, a great like pop song. It could be done by a power pop group and sound really awesome. And so I think that's cool that they have that connection.
Very cool.
We get that. So that was great.
Caught Up in You is like the song where the hardcore 38 Special guys would go to the bathroom during that at the concert or something.
Right. It's a really well-written song. So anyway.
Great. It's an earworm, too. Watch out for that one.
Yes, yes. So anyway, so I like this band. Second
Very
Grade
cool, Jim.
Is the band. And also, I'll say, you know, among the songs, they do tend to write a lot in kind of the same kind of Fountains of Wayne mode about little things in life.
Yeah.
Things that just sort of, you know, happened to you, whatever. I mean, there's a song called My Bike, and it literally is about his bike, you know, it's stuff like that, right? So there's all kinds of things. It's a fun record.
Looks like a lot of fun. I can't wait to
it's very it poppy mm-hmm. and great. So anyway, so that's that. I'm going to give you another power pop record that I discovered. This is the debut album by a band called The Reflectors, and they are out of LA.
Okay.
And why don't you listen to this song called Act Like a Fool.
Okay. I've been acting like a fool.
That is The Reflectors, and if you told me that, you know, that it had been recorded and rediscovered from like 1978, I would believe it, right?
Totally, man. Especially when you look at the album cover, you're like, wow, this has got to be, you know, like something the Shoes did or the Tough Darts or something. Yeah, exactly. Right. Totally, man. That was really good. And you know, I'm glad for these two songs, Jim, because as folks know, we should pat ourselves on the back just a tiny bit for this one because we're very prompt this month with getting our new music picks in right at the top of the month. But as you know, Jim, June 1st is the first day of summer. So it's great to have these power pop tunes that you can blast on your boombox in the backyard while you're hanging out, drinking a pop.
Yep. These are great summery kind of songs.
Really?
Right? And in fact, totally. I even read somewhere that somebody said The Reflectors sounds like, you know, you put a cassette in your convertible, put the top down.
That's right.
And just drive around and listen to it, right?
Yeah, drive
That's
through the neighborhood. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Love it.
They've been compared to The Undertones and The Nerves, which are bands we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And also The Buzzcocks. You may not hear that so much in that song.
That tune, right?
But mm-hmm. some of the others on the album have a little more bite to them.
Wow.
A little more distortion. So, and as I mentioned, this is the debut. So I'm very excited that, you know, the kids are into the power pop. That makes me thrilled. And from what I could tell, the band formed in like 2013. So they've been around for a while, I guess, playing, but they just recorded this. It's on Burger Records. Of course, there it is, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what else I got a tiny hint of, Jim, was the DBs. Just a tiny little bit of that kind of.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the album is called First Impression, if I didn't mention that.
Yep. Maybe First Impression.
Okay. Okay.
Check it out just to look at the cover and be like, wow, that is, you know, 1978 or 75 or something. It's great.
It's great. Great. Okay. Now, I'm going to hit you with one more here.
Okay.
This is somebody you know.
All right.
I think hopefully our listeners know by now. This is Jeff Rosenstock.
Ah.
He released a album in May called No Dream. It was just like a surprise thing. It just came out one day, all of it. He doesn't believe in doing advanced singles, I read. He's like, why would I put up my like three best songs from the record and then you know you listen to those and then I drop, you know, the album and you're like, well, this isn't as good as the songs you already heard.
Yeah.
So what do I want that for? He's like, I'm just giving you the whole thing at once. Boom, here you go. Listen. And I also say with him though, his records are so solid from beginning to end. It's not like three songs would be so much better than the others.
Right.
But you know, you understand where he's getting at. He's like, yeah, I just want people to hear the whole album. Right. So anyway, Jeff Rosenstock, which is, you know, in a similar kind of vein with what I've been playing here, some power pop stuff like that, maybe a little more punky. He also has like a ska background. He's, you know, it's great. Like, he had a song once called Festival Song, which you really liked. And he's that kind of a performer. Like, he's alive. Performer, like you see him at a festival and he would just have the place going, I'm sure, you know.
Right.
Anyway, but the spirit of live music I think also comes across on his records. There's a lot of energy in his songs, right?
Yep.
And very like dense lyrically. There's so much going on, you get enthralled by it. So anyway, the song I picked from No Dream, I had to do it. It's called Ohio Turnpike.
Ohio Turnpike, another
short night, and now our summer is through. So pick a good song to usher you through the gloom. When I see your face after the final, I know why I'm not alone. When you call my name through the modern snow, I know why I'm not alone.
All right, there you go.
Beautiful.
Road I know so well, the
yeah.
Ohio Turnpike. So, but it's essentially that song is like kind of sort of a love song. He's trying to get
yep.
back to someone, but at the same time, later in the song, there's all kinds of like doubt about this relationship. It's really interesting.
And I was thinking too, listening to that, and it's a great album, folks. Check it out and get all of his records. You know, I always like to thank Nate Scott for turning me on to him.
Yeah.
He was. I think Nate at one point was like, every time you come back from a Rosenstock show, you're like totally drenched in sweat, no matter what time of year it is. But his records, like you were saying, talking about how they're sort of like made for the stage and things like that. But it always sounds to me like he is recording it or did record it in like a basement of a frat house, you know, like an inch of party gravy on the floor, like stale beer and plastic cups spilled everywhere. Right. You know, wake up the next morning with a bruise that you don't know how you got it. Like, it's got that same feeling to it. It's just so wonderful.
It's so great.
Yeah,
so,
he just jumps in with both feet on everything he does, which is so awesome.
So that is No Dream. It's out on Polyvinyl Records, out now. So check that out. All three of my picks, there are albums that are out now. No advanced singles, none of that stuff. Boom. You can go listen to the whole albums today. Okay, there you go. Those are my three picks.
Beautiful stuff, Jim. And you generally just put a list together, right, on Spotify as new stuff comes out and you do the release radar. I love that, you know, way you're doing it. Just as we're looking on Zoom here and you do the screen share and I see your Spotify, I feel like I want to click on your May playlist. But we do. And another thing, you know, you mentioned the newsletter. Another thing that we do in the weeks where we have a new music week, we try to have a playlist with a lot of those songs that we featured and more, you know, maybe ones that didn't make the cut because Jim and I usually only choose two or three. But all those songs are on there. So you'll get a big Spotify playlist. That's another thing I love about the newsletter is those playlists that we toss out at you guys every week. There's some really good stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Get into that, people. All right. So we like to end with a new cover of an older song.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you up with that in a minute here. Cool. If anybody has new music picks, you really should be looking toward June now because we're going to do listener picks. And you're kind of late on the May stuff.
Yep.
Not that we don't want to hear it. If there was something that came out, we would love to be turned on to it. So if it's something that that we missed, or in the coming days, we have our interns' picks on May New Music, and we have some listener picks. So maybe listen to those two and then see if anything got left out. Anyway, where am I going with this? Basically, just give us a call because we want to hear your voice.
That's
and
it.
We're lonely. So it's
612-440-1984.
Call that. Tell us about some new music you like, or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those @suburbspod. All right, tomorrow's the intern picks.
Yes, thank God for those.
It's always fun. Yes, but we are going to leave you now with a cover of the Nirvana song About a Girl, which came up in conversation at our last Friday Night Hootenanny from a young performer, like a teenage performer who came on and played some stuff, some original music, and she was wearing a Nirvana t-shirt, and we asked her what her favorite Nirvana song was, and she said About a Girl, right? Isn't that what she said?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway,
which is awesome. Yeah.
So here you go. So this is for Nora.
There you go.
And this is a cover by a band called Bully.
Oh,
which I think you're familiar with.
Yeah.
They're great.
Great band from Nashville.
Yep. And so here you go. That is this. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Dun, dun, dun. I love it.